Hey, what's up? It's the Harry Dauber, and today we've got something serious to talk about. I'm here with a guest, and we're going to get into what's going on with the police killing and kind of talk about the pandemic and all of this craziness that's going on. So why don't you go ahead and let the people know, for those who are maybe in the future or not listening to this at the current time, let them kind of know what's going on in the world right now.
The country is upset over a police killing in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Kind of a random city, I know. But it happens in most big cities. And right now, most of the big cities are quite angry due to that. But I don't think that's the main thing they're angry about. They're angry about other things, too. Like, they're angry about not having a job. Most people right now...
Which is because of the pandemic.
Yeah, definitely. There's a giant pandemic going on, and all the people are, like, really getting sick, and maybe not around us, because we're kind of in a rural area, but in the cities, people are getting pretty sick.
Okay. So, what are your thoughts on the protests and the riots that are happening in some of the larger cities, even a little bit near us, but more near Portland? What are your thoughts on that? Are people in the right to smash up buildings? Do you think that that's a good thing, or do you think that the people are kind of out of line?
Well, no, they probably shouldn't be smashing up buildings, but it's a decent way to show that you're really angry. It's a slightly more effective, maybe, way to show you're angry than holding a sign on a pole. Maybe. But there's, as far as I know, no evidence to support either way yet. At least no evidence I know of to support that violence probably isn't a good thing. But that could be said for the rioters and for the people who are trying to put down the riot, like the police and the armed citizens that are getting out and being crazy people. They're just as crazy as, like, people smashing up, like, Chase Bank or Target or, you know, the other shops, you know?
And for those people who have no idea what we're talking about, go ahead and explain to them what happened with the police killing.
A man attempted, I believe, to pass off a forged piece of currency, a fake 20, I think it was. But that could be, I'm not fully clear on it. It might have been a check. It might have been a small theft. It was in a store, and the police were contacted by the owner or management or whatever. The man was collected by the police, apprehended, arrested. But in the process of the full arresting, the apprehension, the arrest wasn't fully carried out fully appropriately, in my personal opinion. The knee was misplaced.
The officer's knee.
Yes, the officer's knee, I believe, should be in, like, the lower back or, like, the middle of the back to pull the arms back around a suspect's back to put the handcuffs on if they're skinny enough to get them around the back. Some people aren't.
Usually not on the neck.
Yeah, it's usually not way up by the person's head unless you're trying to put your knee there, which... I'm not saying that's what happened in this case, but it might have.
Yeah, we don't have all of the answers. You know, it's not totally clear what 100% happened. You know, we have a lot of speculation, but there's no need to kill anybody. You know, like, that's not, if someone's begging for their life, you need to listen to that person and understand that they are in the right and you are possibly doing something that is hurting them, you know, even if they are, you know, not the most perfect person, you know, they have some sort of history or in the current time, you know, they're doing something wrong, but still, you know, it's not okay to kill someone, to hurt someone to the point of taking their life.
I definitely agree that killing somebody really over any idea really shouldn't be the answers, right? Or at least not right now, it shouldn't. There might be a point in the future where violence really is the answer, but I don't think that right now killing people isn't necessary right now. I think you can do it with lesser forms of violence or even maybe no violence at all at the moment. But I think the dispute between the police and the not police is just bigger than this one killing in Minnesota.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's definitely a last straw in the camel's on the camel's back type of a situation where, you know, people have been oppressed by the police for the last so many number of years, and we're just kind of now lashing out, you know, some people more than others. What are your thoughts on the police using tear gas and riot bullets?
That's definitely pretty messed up. Those are like, they're called non-lethal, but because they don't kill you, directly coming from the weapon doesn't mean it's not going to mess you up for all day or 2-3 days or a week or 2 weeks or six months or something. I saw a picture today of a woman who got hit in the face by a rubber bullet. She had a giant like bruise all over her eye and
and
she was all bloody. Yeah,
looked like she had her face was cracked like a glass doll almost. I saw that same
it was
picture.
It's a pretty crazy picture that we all saw today, or when if we saw that specific picture.
But yeah, it's a lot of craziness going on, and a lot of people are kind of pent up from the coronavirus, you know, being quarantined and not being able to get out, and then this happening, and people are now just kind of lashing out. And what are your takes on the looting? Like, what do you think? Is that, should people be going in and stealing, or is that kind of crossing the line?
Looting, some people, I believe, is crossing a line. You shouldn't riot against the mom and pop shops. Like, the people who came up from, like, their dad that was, like, a firefighter and saved all his life and gave you that life savings and you started, a barbershop, don't riot against that barbershop. That's a good guy. He probably likes you. He'll give you a nice trim and a shot or a beer when you come in and talk about, you know, the new fireworks that are going to come out soon or whatever nonsense. Don't riot against him. You know, like, riot against Target or...
Yeah.
Like a big or bank, or maybe if you're getting attacked by somebody, attack them.
Yeah, I haven't seen much about people attacking police particularly. I just hear about police attacking the rioters. I haven't heard of any other police injuries or anything like that where people have attacked the police, you know, in numbers, you know, even taking down one cop, and I don't know, you know, anything could happen, you know, a hostage situation or, you know, pretty much any kind of craziness could happen like this.
I think that it is mostly people with signs and people who are in large groups walking around being obstructing traffic and being really loud and noisy.
Yeah.
Get the police to the area, and those police are scared because the people are in a big, big group, and there's not a huge amount of police yet, but there will be soon. And one of the police is like, I don't know, I'm kind of angry and mad today. I'm already kind of a violent person. I've got this gas gun. Why don't I shoot a gas canister into this large group of people who are wearing black masks and all black clothes and get them to go away? They just poof, shoot one canister. But in my opinion, one canister is enough to get those people in blast masks to go into my shop. I don't have a shop that's like a metaphorical shop and like rob me and smash me up. Just because one guy shot off a gas canister and pissed everybody off.
It's true, you know, violence begots violence or however that, you know, like one angry person makes more people angry by kind of showing off their negative feelings, and you know, and everybody's not willing to cooperate, and people think everybody else hates them, and there's no real good guys or bad guys in this situation. You know, we do have one particular bad guy that killed a person, but you know, the police are not inherently evil people. But you know, they are scared. They're pretty much trained to be scared, you know, to be wary of what's going on. And we as a people are kind of socially trained to be quote unquote kind of scared of the police or not trust them. So, you know, it's kind of two big rocks coming together, and you know, eventually when they collide, they're just gonna crumble and fall apart. I don't know if you had any other thoughts, or if you think that's about it.
If the police are going to drive around in big army style trucks and wear army style clothing, are they still the police?
That's not anything that I, you know, it's the police, you know.
But they're not what I would call a police officer. They're not wearing a blue uniform with a badge visible and a hat and maybe one gun and doing a speed stop, right? They're in a military truck wearing military gear, carrying military guns. They're closer to soldiers at that point, are they not?
In theory, but you know, legally they still have the jurisdiction of the police department, and they're, you know, they're not listening to the generals or whatever. No, they're not National Guard or anything. But why,
I guess the question is, why do the police feel like they need the military trucks and the military gear and the military guns?
Because they're scared. That's because they feel like the threat is so large.
Then why, as a country, do we make the police so scared of us? What have we done as a people?
Movies, television, you know, like thousands of years of race wars and hate and prejudice and people killing police, and you know, it's just a vicious cycle.
That's definitely true. It is pretty cycly. Circle. You know,
yeah.
Circle cycle, yeah, definitely. And I don't think anybody deserves to die for really anything, you know?
Yeah, no, nobody really, you know, some people might deserve to sit in their private little room by themselves and not get to talk or not get to go out and play and, you know, pretty much be in an adult timeout in their little cell. But, you know, nobody really deserves to die.
But I don't even know if people deserve to be in timeout, man.
I don't know.
Like, timeout by yourself, does that even work on kids, though? Like, I don't know if I've even seen that work on kids. If you take a kid and put them in the corner for 30 seconds or, like, 10 minutes or whatever, and say, sit in the corner and face the corner, you can't talk, and you have to look at your knees and count to 75 in your head a dozen times or whatever punishment you're going to give
the
kid.
That's true, yeah. I don't know.
Are they not going to go back and just be another little kid after you've given them that stupid punishment in the corner?
True fact. You know, it's hard to tell what really can work and what really can't.
That's all I think about is that adults are like big kids. You think they're not, but most of the time they are. And kids are not the best at doing adult things, so people should calm down and get together.
Yeah, you know, it's people need to start loving one another and stop hating, and people just think everybody hates everything, and people really do love each other, and you know.
Yeah, I think we tried to keep this kind of apolitical and calm on a level just to get information across. What do you think?
Yeah. This was a nice little podcast.
Definitely. Let's give this a send out.
A little send out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure to give it a thumbs up. Share it with your friends if you enjoy it. I want to thank my guests for stopping in.
Oh, definitely. Thanks for letting me talk.
And tune in next time. You guys have a great day. Stay delicious.